But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're alive. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, the famous Mike Bacsik, the soon-to-be even more famous Alec Medford, and at his home, Corey Majors. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are we doing today?
Dude, I'm doing great because I'm seeing big-time Plano right now on YouTube and Twitch. Corey is at his new house. I don't think you did this from COVID, right? COVID, you're at the corner house in Plano.
Yeah, that's right.
What was the address that if people wanted to go by? And
27.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't
you know
say
what?
It.
Yeah,
I but do that. Coming into the show today, I thought, okay, it's a Friday. We'll talk playoff football. We'll talk a little bit of Mavs and Stars and Rangers, and we're going to do that. But all of a sudden, you know, we get to start the show off because Jerry did it. Jerry did exactly what I thought he would do on a Friday.
No, he didn't. And you read the words on it. They're still open to negotiations. Of course, that's what they were before. This isn't news, actually, honestly. It's just continued information that we already had that they decided to release on a Friday because, hey, let's throw it out on a Friday so we can capture headlines after Notre Dame does something special last night.
He'll be at the game tonight, the Cotton
Bowl.
So
it's a good point.
So yeah. Now media can go to Jerry and ask follow-up questions.
And Micah's going to be there. Micah's going to be there, too. So, hey, do they go find Micah because he's in the suite with Jerry and ask him
and say,
a couple questions?
And say, it looks like you guys are bringing back Mike McCarthy. And, you know, so now all of us, I didn't even think of that.
We completely can ignore the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, we were 15 minutes ago. Sean Sharif brought us kind of the headline. And now we're all in our head starting to put it together how Jerry makes this weekend about the Cowboys instead of about the playoffs.
Yeah, I probably sound very frustrated by it today because, Kevin, I put up with a whole year last year, off season, of like, what are we going to do storylines? And as I told you many times, I had no answer to Mike Bacsik. I'm just going to say Mike because that's the way it's supposed to be. I had no answer to Mike. Whenever he was upset about something, he was like, well, how are they going to do this? I was like, crap, I don't know. And I think it feels like this is just going to be another offseason of that. I think that's what Sean was kind of speaking to just a minute ago, is that feeling of just, good gosh, it was already rough enough last year, and you're going to put us through this again this year. They got to find something that's going to give me real energy about this franchise again.
I think that's a great point because that's what I'm curious about too. I know it's going to be something. But what are they going to sell? Because this is probably a waste of time. I'm going to preemptively poke some holes in what I think they're going to try to sell.
Yes!
Hey, don't worry, everybody. Dak Prescott is back. Hell yeah. Just remember that the team was not doing well when Dak Prescott was here. Okay? And we're getting some of our injured players back. Trayvon Diggs, he's coming back. Okay, just remember, this is 2 straight years now that he's been hurt. And as Frank Provenzano used to always say, you know what the problem is with injured players? They get injured.
They get injured.
And so, like, I'm just curious what they're going to sell because Steven and Jerry have already come out and said, hey, don't look for us to change our cap philosophy, which they could. Look, we've talked about this many, many times. They just don't want to find themselves in a Rams situation, in a Saints situation, even if it means potentially winning. They're not going to do that. So they're not going to spend. They clearly undercut their draft position as high as it could have been, down to 12th in each round. They already gave away their 4th round draft pick for something that didn't make an impact whatsoever.
He had a few catches.
Yeah, they're bringing back the exact same head coach. They're just now going to start the Dak contract, which remember, that salary cap hits $89 million next year. Like, what are they going to sell? Besides, I'll tell you this. When I say, what are they going to sell? I'm going to watch because I love the Cowboys, because I was born here in the Metroplex and I watched football with my mom, and now I've passed it on and watched football with my sons. That's why I'm going to watch, because it's part of my childhood and the way I grew up. That doesn't mean I always love it. And in fact, a lot of times I get really, really mad but I'm still going to watch it. So I want to know what they're going to sell to maybe the people who are not like me, or I'm guessing Corey, or that used to be like Mike, who were like, I'll watch it either way.
Kevin, I need to... You balance the checkbook and you do all those things to you know, keep it all in order. And you just said something that kind of piqued my interest, because what are the negatives of spending? What are the positives of spending? Because you just pointed out, like, winning is one of the positives of spending. Like,
sure.
You
potentially
could win.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could also, you can lose and spend. Like,
for
that,
sure,
that can happen. And I'm just trying to figure out in their mind, what's the problem? How does that outweigh it? How, you know, what outweighs it so much that they're like, no, we're keeping a flat balance sheet. We're trying to stay as flat as possible, and we're just hoping that we're good enough. Because you said it yesterday, whenever you get to that point, whenever you get to the teams that have done those things and you're in the playoffs and you've just kind of done what you've done, you're just hanging around the rim, that's when you get pumped, because they're like, hey, no, we actually added the thing that we needed for this team. What's the negative of spending that keeps them from doing it? The possibility of failure?
Okay, so let's look at two teams. It actually is super helpful that there's two teams out there right now that I think you can see the pros and cons of going that route. The Rams and the Saints, right? So both were like, the hell with the salary cap. Let's do whatever we got to do. So for the Rams, what happened?
They won it.
They won the Super Bowl. And, like, obviously, they're still in the playoffs right now. Well, let's even say they weren't in the playoffs. Do you think Rams fans are, like, super bent out of shape about that? Or they're like, hey, I hope we get better, but we did win the Super Bowl.
I you know what? Let's call some Rams fans up first, because I'm just going to guess.
Like three.
There's more than Chargers fans.
Yeah, two. There's only two Chargers fans.
But I mean, I presume that they're like, oh yeah, we did have it, and that's the price we had to pay for it, and we believe that our guy is going to try and pay that price again to go get it again, because they loved winning that much. You see that kind of passion in their head coach. He keeps coming back for it. It feels like they're going after it. And hell, look, they're in the playoffs right now.
And
they're
so,
in the playoffs right now, rocking.
And so, but the flip side that people will point to, I think the Jones family will point to, is the Saints, right? The Saints did the exact same thing. And last year, they were $80 million over the cap, and they had to just start cutting people left and right. This year, they're going to go into the offseason $66 million over the cap, and they're going to have to be cutting people left and right. And what did it get them? Nothing. They didn't have a lot of success. They still don't have their quarterback. The issue I have is, I think that argument works for the Saints.
Yeah.
I think that argument works for the Mavericks, for the Rangers, and for the Stars. And what I mean by that is, you've talked about this before, Mike. We've all talked about it. They need to win to matter. Look, I hate saying this. I love the Texas Rangers. Them going and winning the World Series in 2023 will always be one of the greatest things I've ever seen in the history of sports. But people nationally were like, man, nobody cares. That's fine.
In fact, it was like horrible for baseball.
Exactly.
And especially because they played against the Diamondbacks.
Exactly. I think when the Cowboys make this argument that we need to win to stay relevant, I think that is a nonsense argument. Now, if they were nothing for five straight years, I don't know, maybe. It still feels like the Knicks, who haven't won a championship in 50 years, get plenty of coverage when they ebb and flow.
Yeah.
I don't buy it with the Cowboys. That's why I hate their argument about, well, we can't go all in on the salary cap, because what if it blows up in our face? We need to stay relevant. You're the Cowboys. You are relevant.
You just gave me a coin flip, Kevin. Like, you gave me a 50-50. It could be good, it could be bad. And they've taken the same route and gotten no result, no true result from it, other than, guys, we had a, I don't know if you know, our quarterback finished second in MVP voting, and
sure,
we had 12 wins three straight years in a row, and bookend that with two crap seasons. But that's where I am actually kind of glad, Mike, that they did this morning. I am kind of glad, because I woke up and I was like, hey, let's take a load off. You know, we got some snow, we got some ice, and now I'm pissed off today, and I want to get after it a little bit.
Let me throw this out, my opinion on this. Mike McCarthy has quit caring about being a great head coach. If he comes back here, which it sounds like he is, it sounds like what Jerry's going to do is say, this was a do or die season for you to have total control of these things. You are now losing control of the offensive coordinator. You possibly are going to lose control of play calling. You're possibly going to have to let go of a couple of your coaches that you like, and we might go on the search for a coach here or there to help out the Dallas Cowboys. And when you say yes to that, you're saying, fine, give me $5 million or $3 million plus incentives. Like, I'll show up. And I'll do the job. I don't think Mike McCarthy's not going to do the job. I think he will do the job under a lot of restrictions. And under those restrictions, I'll throw this out. And I know I'm combining baseball with football here, and some people really hate that.
I love it.
Skip Schumacher would have left. Skip Schumacher left the Florida Marlins because he said, if you're going to strip me of these things, I quit. And he did. And he's considered one of the five, let's say, managers under 50 years old that everybody wants. And he said, I'm not doing this. And I think Ben Johnson, I think you're a big fan of Ben Johnson.
Yes, I am.
He would say, I'm not doing this. If these are my restrictions, I will not coach this team. And I think the premium guys, whether it's Sean McVay or whoever you think is a premium younger coach in football, would say, I am not working under these conditions in Dallas. I don't care that it's the most popular franchise. I cannot win under these conditions that you put on me. And I think when Mike McCarthy comes back for his sixth season, is saying, obviously you've made it clear to me you do not care about winning. I will take the money too.
And I know we need to talk more about McCarthy. There's a text that caught my attention, and there's a lot to get to here. Because I don't agree with this whatsoever. From the 469, a lot of y'all on your station shows have fallen in the trap of wanting the Cowboys to spend money and have more to talk about. Almost 100% wanted Dallas to sign Odell Beckham Jr. Okay, I'm just going to stop with that. Not our show. And also, I don't want the Cowboys to just spend money. I understand how the way I threw that out there could have been twisted a little bit. I don't want the Cowboys to just spend money. What I want the Cowboys to do is, like with the Mike extension, you can do the Mike extension in, you know, now in February, March-ish, or you can get it done in July when there's nobody left. I want the Cowboys to have the option if they think there are players out there that would help their team. I don't need the Cowboys to spend money for whatever reason. I just, like last year with Dak, with CeeDee Lamb, I just wanted them to have the option to pull the trigger on those extensions earlier. And so then you went into free agency and you're like, hey, I got $30 million worth of cap space. Is there anybody I want that's in the price tag I want? Yes. Great. Let's go get them. No, that's okay. Your salary cap space rolls over. That is where I do agree with that. But the Cowboys don't do that. They wait until the last minute and everybody keeps talking about it because they stay relevant. That's not a winning formula to me, and that is the part that bothers me.
Kevin's real big on building a war chest, and that's one of the things I love the most because you want something so you can go make that move. And look at Detroit. When they said, hey, we know we got Aiden Hutchinson. We know we got these guys that can go make something happen on the defensive side of the ball. You know what, though? It's not good enough. Let's go get more. Let's go get Za'Darius Smith. Let's add to this roster. Let's be even better because, yeah, they can take Aiden Hutchinson out of a game. They can take this out of a game. But you know what? We got another thing to come back at them with. We're just going to keep hitting them with our arsenal because we saved up properly so we could make something like this happen. That's what, Kevin, I want that. You keeping the war chest, it allows me to go get that and have Jerry be brilliant
if
and
it's
go
there.
Getting those pieces.
If it's there.
Exactly. If it's there, go get it and add to it. Keep adding more. And then whenever something happens, like your team says, oh, crap, we got an injury here. Oh, no, this guy's hurt. And you go, well, what are we supposed to do this season? We had a bunch of young guys as the backups. No, you have a guy that's qualified to do it that can fill in the role and help you continue winning instead of going, man, we lost early and we might lose late too.
Okay, Mike, I feel bad because we haven't continued the McCarthy conversation.
Right. That's fine.
Maybe we can just pick it up in the next segment too, because I want to throw this out there because I don't just want to be the people who are like, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. What's your solution? Here is my solution. I would love the Cowboys to take the full brunt. Well,
yeah, full blunt.
However you're celebrating this morning, if you have a day off, I'll leave that up to you. I want them to take the full brunt of their poor decisions now. Like when DeMarcus, let's say DeMarcus Lawrence leaves and Zach Martin retires, don't set it up as a post June 1st cut where you eat part of the money in 2025 and you eat part of the money in 2026. Take the gut punch. Take all of the money off the books right now. I get it. That will hurt your ability to build a stronger team in 2025. I admit that. I readily admit that. But I'm okay with that because I think that puts you on better footing for 2026. Because what the Cowboys do that really annoys me is they're always like, well, let's keep one foot in and one foot out. I want them to either put both feet in or both feet out. And one way you can put both feet out in this next season is to go ahead and take the hit on Zach Martin, on DeMarcus Lawrence, to a certain extent, maybe with Dak Prescott. Take the hit now.
That's what the Rams did, and they have $60 million of cap space this offseason.
And by the way, they have their first-round draft pick again. Like, it's been a long road back for them, and I admit, they were in hell. And that's why I wanted to bring up the Saints and the Rams, Corey, because I didn't want to make it be like, well, if you do like the Rams, we're always going to win. That's not true. Or you could be the Jets, who are still searching for your quarterback. Or maybe the Patriots will continue to search for their quarterback. This could fall apart for any number of reasons. But Corey said it earlier. I know that you don't win this way.
Kevin, the way you were just throwing it, take the hit now, I think our mantra needs to be take the fall and act hurt. For one season, take the fall, act hurt. One season, and then, you know, pick it up next year. This might be the one to just take the fall and act hurt.
Okay, so this segment turned into a
bitching and moaning
about why the Cowboys and what they do bothers me.